तु प्रजापतिर्धाता गर्भं दधातु ते गर्भं देहि सिनीवाली गर्भं देहि सरस्वती गर्भं ते अश्विनौ देवाव आधत्तां पुष्करस्रजा हिरण्ययी अरणीयं निर्मन्थतो अश्विना तं ते गर्भं हवामहे दश्मे मासि सूतवे विष्णुर्योनिं कल्पयतु त्वष्टा रूपाणि पिंशतु आसिञ्चतु प्रजापतिर्धाता गर्भं दधातु ते गर्भं धेहि सिनीवाली गर्भं धेहि सरस्वती गर्भं ते अश्विनौ देवाव आधत्तां पुष्करस्रजा हिरण्ययी अरणीयं निर्मन्थतो अश्विना तं ते गर्भं हवामहे दश्मे मासि सूतवे विष्णुर्योनिं कल्पयतु त्वष्टा रूपाणि पिंशतु आसिञ्चतु प्रजापतिर्धाता गर्भं दधातु ते गर्भं धेहि सिनीवारि गर्भं धेहि सरस्वती गर्भं ते अश्विनौ देवाव आधत्तां पुष्करस्रजा हिरण्ययी अरणीयं निर्मन्थतो अश्विना तं ते गर्भं हवामहे दश्मे मासि सूतवे विष्णवे प्रभ विष्णवे नमो 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 नमः
Welcome to Tantra Studio on Planet Waves FM. This is the portion of our program where we talk about matters related to sexuality as a metaphor and means of expression of existence itself. As I said lots of times and promise to remind you every time, my definition of Tantra is a study of life that is told through the metaphor of sexuality and expressed in the experience of sexuality. A couple of weeks ago, I responded to a podcast where Kelly Brogan, one of the Disinformation Dozen, partner of Sayer G, made the comment that she thought that the way out of this whole mess just might be the reclaiming of our sexuality. And I'm not sure I've stated that so boldly. I am cautious about offering what are called panaceas or all-sweeping solutions, but I dance around that point in saying that if we are not in contact with our core sexuality, we're not in contact with our vital force energy. And though this is necessary, it is difficult to find teachings or information in any form which really speak to the issue of what to do, how to handle ourselves, where to get the healing that we need, and I think more than anything, what that healing is about. And it doesn't help matters that many people who have another agenda have all but shut down the discussion of sexuality. Therapists are afraid to talk about sex with their clients because they're afraid to get sued for some form of harassment or malpractice. Even my fairly radical therapist and teacher, Joe, would discuss menstruation with women, and this was not always thought to be an appropriate conversation in therapy. And as far as he was concerned, it's a very important, though normal, bodily function, and women's values and attitudes toward menstruation are worth understanding. And there's a thousand topics like this that need to be aired out, but we don't know where to do it, and we don't know who to trust enough, and generally don't know who has the information that we need, who's also going to be in some way sensitive. So there's all of this prohibition on the discussion of sexuality, and then there is all of this, there's a resulting vacuum, a kind of a power vacuum, that is allowing political forces to rush in where there might be a real conversation about sex and relating. And one of the reasons why this whole topic is so important and why I think that Kelly Brogan is correct is from my understanding of the work of Wilhelm Reich, who explains that totalitarian regimes always move into the void that is the spiritual void that is created by the suppression of orgasm and the suppression of all forms of sexuality, which translates to the suppression of women, because what happens to sex happens to women first and foremost. Feminism doesn't like this. Feminism doesn't like to admit that there's something special sexually about female people. However, that does not make it untrue, and it does confuse a lot of people about what they need to be looking at and thinking about. And one of the topics that is so vital to understand is the difference between yes and no. A lot of trouble is caused by the lack of discussion and often the intentional confusion of yes and no. And we are taught, as we're seeing over and over again, to have conflicting values about what we're allowed to say we want or not want. So, two, 3 years ago, we were saying my body, my choice. And today that's considered some kind of a slur. If you think that it's wrong to be forced into taking an experimental, deadly medical preparation, somehow you're unpolitically correct in this round by saying my body, my choice. And I have for you a kind of a teaching on the topic of yes and no, and how it is possible to clarify values around yes and no, which is one of the most important spiritual tasks you can ever do, and it happens to be 100% applicable to the entire realm of sexuality. So without any further comment, I will play this teaching for you.
We are here with a discussion for women focused on the theme of erotic yes and erotic no. Erotic means with pleasure in a space of truth, unfettered by guilt. Only the truth is erotic. Whatever your truth may be, that is your pleasure. Let us begin with the essential truth that you are the embodiment of sex. As a woman, you are the well. You are the gateway. You are the guardian of the well and of the gateway. It is your prerogative to offer as a gift your precious resources. This contradicts many of the customs of your society. To some degree, the laws have evolved, but customs have not. In any society, customs always hold more authority than the law. It is up to you to form a relationship with your body and your emotional resources, which places you as their guardian. This is an evolutionary act. It may not be easy for you. If you believe that we live in the shadow of thousands of years of patriarchy, this is the one and only meaningful act of reclaiming. It is necessary to understand that on the biological species level, reproductive resources are considered to be generally available. This is true, which is a source of profound confusion. There is a spiritual issue involved, which must be embraced. This has deeper rooting in the more essential fact that the universe is female. The substance of prime creation is feminine at its essence. What you think of as maleness is an extension or secondary creation of this substance of prime creation. While male and female may seem like opposites, this is not true in the metaphysical sense. The scholars of tantric practice in India and Tibet understand this. However, even in their societies, it is controversial. It is therefore an act of taking up cosmic power to take control of the gateway, of your well, of your fertility and our ability to bestow bliss, pleasure and surrender. It is for this reason that you must approach this matter with discipline and humility. You are personally superimposing a cosmic law over a human condition. The core of your strength comes from your ability to live without having your sexual needs met by another person. It is only in that primary condition that you can dependably trust your ability to say no. You perhaps understand the pleasure of saying yes when you mean it. Yet it is often difficult to say no when you mean it. So many women have experienced this that we might consider it a natural truth on your plane of existence. The beauty of yes is made strong by the integrity of no. Though they may seem to be opposites, no is the structure inside of any affirmation. It is your reminder that you have taken up the power to choose. In order to choose, you must be able to deny yourself what you want. It is from that position that you may be able to choose what you want and what you need. In order to strengthen your sense of what is right for you, we now encourage you to engage in an exercise of taking pleasure in saying no. Though this may seem antisocial or cruel, think of it as being on the level of learning a martial art. Ideally, this would occur in the presence of someone who desires you, with whom you do not feel that sex is appropriate. Even more ideally, they would be a willing participant. This may be easier to find than you imagine. In the end, you hold the reward. Any sexual interaction with you may lead to your granting access to the gateway and the well. Therefore, be open-minded about finding a willing participant. This would be someone who is willing to be subjected to your no. Many women feel they are the object of desire more than they want. If that is true of you, we encourage empathy with those who feel they are invisible and ignored. Such individuals are experiencing a different side of natural law. Like you, they would benefit from having a clear yes and a clear no, as it would not only give them the power to choose, it would also create options for them. Clarity of yes and no makes you more attractive, not yes. In this sense, dodging the power of yes and no is like living in a fog. To embrace yes and no is to clear the fog. In order to have peace and some freedom, you must be the master of the male libido. This is more akin to snake charming than it is to alligator wrestling. Imagine you have found someone to say no to. Be gentle, firm and direct. You may say to him, "You will never fuck me." You may say, "I am not interested in you." It is important that you make your feelings and your position clear and take pleasure in your truth. When you let go of your guilt, you will feel the beauty of your position and your power. In an ideal condition, you would have a willing subject who voluntarily submits to the pleasure of your no. He would be willing to submit to the pleasure of surrendering to your power. This will become a core teaching relationship for you. Once you understand that your no can be as ecstatic to someone as your yes, you will feel much better about offering it to people as your gift. It is through this offering that you will come into the full power of your ability to control your experience. Explore the emotional nuances of this relationship intimately. Feel the yearning, the need, the biological craving and the worshipful reverence of the one who desires you, whom you refuse. You are free to request or demand that the desire be stated in a deeper and more sincere way, just so you may feel it. It is essential that you be able to feel the desire of another person and not respond with obligation. Be aware that you always have the power to change your mind. You are to choose. The power of decision is your only freedom as an inhabitant of this world. These ideas have cosmic origin. We understand who you are. We can see in your eyes who you are. We affirm your power to choose. We affirm the greatest good for all concerned. Relax into your depth and into your orgasm. Relax into your existence.
Well, not really possible to add much to that. I'm going to sign off and wish you a most auspicious eclipse. I may see some of you on Saturday in Poughkeepsie, where I'm teaching community journalism. And that is all for now. Thank you for listening. And stay in touch. Bye for now.
You are your lover.
Your existence is the one thing that you have.
And you must be ready to give it up at any moment.
Surrender to life.
Surrender to yourself. Surrender to death.
Surrender to love.
I am my lover.
I make love to myself.
Look at me in that mirror.
I explore my vanity.
I explore my vanity.
You want to see me fuck myself.
You want to see me say yes to myself.
I love to fuck anyone I want.
Make love to yourself.
I am the woman who says yes.
Make love to yourself.
You must say yes to yourself.
I am the woman who says yes.
You are the only one
you
who
must
can
say yes to yourself.
I fuck
you are the only one
want.
That can say yes to yourself.
I need love.
You
I
need
fuck
to
whoever
love yourself.
I know what you do.
I need love.
I know what you give to
you
yourself.
You need to love yourself.
I know what you get from yourself.
I know what you do.
I know what you need.
I know what you give to yourself.
You want them
I know what
as
you
your
get
mirror.
From yourself. I
know
Both what you need.
Are your mirror. Everyone
you want
is
them
your mirror.
As your mirror.
Everyone is the great Eastern Sun.
Both are your mirror. Everyone is your mirror.
Everyone is the great Eastern Sun.
Om Vishnur Yonin Kalpayatu Dvashtarupani Pimshatu Asinchatu Prajapatir Dhata Garbhanda Dhatu Te Garbhandehi Sinivali Garbhandehi Saraswati Garbhante Ashvinau Devava Adhattam Pushkarasraja Om Hiranyai Araniyam Nirmanthato Ashvina Tamte Garbham Havamahe Dashme Masi Sutave Vishnuryonin kalpayatu tvashtarupani pimshatu Asinchatu prajapatir dhata garbhanda dhatu te Om Garbhandhehi sinivali garbhandhehi saraswati Garbhante ashvinau devava adhattam pushkarasraja Hiranyai Araniyam Nirmanthato Ashvina tam te garbham hava mahe dashme masi sutave. Vishnuryonim kalpayatu tvashtarupani pimshatu asinchatu prajapatir dhata garbhandadhatu te. Garbhandehi sinivari garbhandehi saraswati garbhante ashvinau devava adhattam pushkarasraja. Hiranyai araniyam nirmanthato ashvina tam te garbham havamahe dashme masi sutave. Vishnave prabha Vishnave namo 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 namaha.
I'm not a joiner. I'm not a member of the John Birch Society or the Communist Party. But let's look at what's happened to the national morals since World War II. We lost the Vietnam War. The movies and the television are filled with characters I don't even want to know, not in this life. The farmer's in trouble. The small businessman is in trouble. Unemployment is skyrocketing. Texas is still paying for John Kennedy's death, my friends.
It was love that killed John F. Kennedy. He should have never messed with me.
Oh, no, I know nothing, Your Honor. They want me to speak on 60 Minutes. Mike Wallace wants my body. I don't tell a soul. Well, they gave me so much money. What could I do?
Thank you. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now let's look at who's been running this country since World War II. They have some involvement in all of these. What is the link? What do cars have to do with books, you might ask? The Trilateral Commission with the Council on Foreign Relations, you ever hear of them? Well, neither did I, until I noticed the chain of coincidence. They have members on the boards of all the largest corporations. Not one detail has been left out. Am I right? Do you feel it?
Yes.
Do you know what Bobby Ray Inman was doing before he was running the Microelectronics and the Computer Tech Corporation? Well, guess. A CIA director is public knowledge. Do you run out of Kleenex
paper towels and toilet paper at the same time? You know it's true.
It's all true.
You remember how Governor White campaigned to get the MCC here. Do you know what their goal is, huh? Well, Elvis did. Artificial intelligence, huh? Robots, oh, they'd like that, wouldn't they? Yes, sir. Sleep, sleep. One and one is not equal to. No, sir, no, sir. Silicon Gulch, Silicon Prairie, Silicon Hills, Silicon Valley. You better wake up. It's late. It's late. It's late. You got the CBS and the ABC. You got Time and Newsweek. They're the same to me. Now don't you wanna get right with me? I hope you get everything you need.
Perfect evidence.
Well, it's a and your MasterCard.
Perfect evidence.
Got what you wanted, lost what you had.
Thank you.
places to park. By the factories and buildings, restaurants and bars, for later in the evening. When we come to the farmlands and the undeveloped areas, and I have learned how these things work together, I see the parkway that passes through them all, and I have learned how to look at these things, and I say, I wouldn't live for you if you paid me. I guess.